And you say the only reason America is not attacking is because they want to protect these military bases from Ethiopia in Somalia.
Right. I mean, this is their policemen. These are their allies. These are their people that enforce American foreign policy. And so if they bomb these bases, how are they going to rely on upon them to do the U.S. dirty work? See, U.S. foreign policy is such that when something they don't like, that something that's kind of nasty has to get done, they don't want to do it themselves. They get one of their local warlords or gangsters or what we call their policemen on the beat to do it for them. And then America can disassociate itself from these crimes and say, oh, this is a terrible crime. We told them not to do it. All the while they funnel billions of dollars to these people and tell them secretly, keep on doing it, good work. It's sort of like a dog that you've trained that you, every time you tell it to sit, it bites, and then after it bites, you give it steak. And that's what America's got there. They've got a dog in the Ethiopian regime that's doing America's dirty work. And how are they going to go and punish their dog after this is what the Americans want? They want the Ethiopians to go in there and terrorize the Somalis and to keep Somalia chaotic.
I have another subject here, close to home. You live in Eritrea. The headline is from the Sunday Times, April 19, 2009. Israelis warn of Eritrea flashpoint. And the story is, the Israelis fear Eritrea could be a flashpoint if Iranian Revolutionary Guards continue to ship arms to militants in Gaza via the Eritrea port of Assab. Israel is said to have two Eritrean bases, one a listening post for signals intelligence, the other a supply base for its German-built submarines. What's your take on that?
Well, this is no... Well, first they told us that the Israelis had a military base, a naval base in the Dalak Islands. And as someone that spends a lot of time on the coast and knows the fishermen and travel these areas, this is not a new story about the Israeli bases. Now they're trying to say that the Iranians have a base. Well, the Eritrean president was just on television saying that the Eritrean government will actually pay anybody's way to come here and investigate this story, because the Eritrea does not allow any foreign military on our territory, let alone they may be coming to visit, but there's no bases here. And, you know, the Israelis are, you know, this is a fabricated story. You know, if they've got information where it is, tell us where the coordinates are. Let us go look on Google Earth. You can get very detailed, close-up pictures on Google Earth and satellite photos and see that this is all fabrication. Where are these bases? Tell us where they are. We'll go look on Google Earth and you can see for yourself. They're not there. Port of Assab, it's very clear skies over Assab. You can see everything going on in Assab from Google Earth. Where's the base? Tell us where it is. You know, this is an attempt to damage the Eritrean image in the area, to drive a wedge to make Eritrea look more like a terrorist supporter, because Eritrea is trying to bring peace in this part of the world. They've been, you know, trying to bring peace to Somalia. They've done a lot towards bringing peace to Sudan. They've actually helped bring peace to eastern Sudan. They've been trying to get the Sudanese to sit down and negotiate the Darfur problem. Israel, again, is a U.S. policeman on the beat, and they are, you know, they are seeing that Eritrea is getting closer ties with Iran, more economic ties. Eritrea's got a lot of weapons. I mean, Eritrea got invaded in 2000, and the military here is very well-armed, very well-trained. They don't need any foreign military people here. They can defend themselves. They defeated the Ethiopian army, the largest, best-equipped army in Africa in 2000. Why do they need Iranians?
So if this story is not true...
It's a complete fabrication. It's just like another piece of the disinformation that's been coming out. I mean, first there was stories before this story about Iran. There was a story that Israel had a naval base here. Now the Israelis turn around and say the Iranians have a base here. What? I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, this country is very independent. This country's motto is never kneel down. They're not going to let any military set up a base here in Eritrea.
If this story is not true, and it's painting a black picture of Eritrea, isn't it also painting a black picture of Iran? Don't you think that might be the meaning?
Yeah, that's part of it. I mean, Israel is very much afraid of Iran. Israel has got an agenda. They wanted America to bomb Iran. Iran is supporting Hezbollah, which is one of the main military threats to Israel. So Israel's got a reason to paint Iran as the blackest light as possible. And so, you know, Israel has got their own disinformation campaign going on. They used to have fairly normal relations with Eritrea, but, you know, things have sort of fallen apart, because I think Israel is increasingly desperate in terms of feeling isolated and feeling like, you know, they're in, getting themselves into a worse and worse corner with the violent actions and the crimes they've been committing against the Palestinians. So, in general, you know, these stories are stories that they come and they go. They don't provide any information so that you can check the story. They just make a claim, and the Western media repeats it like it's some sort of validity. I mean, I'll give you an example. Last year, about a year and a half ago, the so-called UN monitoring group for Somalia claimed that, amongst other things, Somalis were in Lebanon fighting against Israel. What? Even Israelis said, what? Somalis in Lebanon? And this was from a United Nations monitoring group. Now, about 6 months later, this same monitoring group comes out with another story, and they're treated like it's their credible source. These aren't credible sources. They don't provide any information. If they've got an Iranian military base, give us some coordinates so people can go over and look and see where it is. I mean, it's a joke. We hear so many stories coming out that are just, the press repeats it as though it's some sort of validity, and they don't ask for any evidence at all to support this story. I mean, like I say, before we heard about the Iranian military base, we were hearing regurgitated stories from a decade ago about an Israeli military base here. There's no Israeli military base. There's no Iranian military base. There's no American military base. Israel, Eritrea is a very independent country. This government's not going to allow any foreign military to set up a base here. Believe me. There's another thing you might keep your eyes open for in terms of the what's called African Command. America's building a $6 billion military base in Djibouti.
Yeah.
And because of that, you know, that's right on the Eritrean borders, and it's the new base, and it's turning into a major fiasco for the Americans. And that's something I've been investigating and about to write up myself, but you might want to have your listeners stay tuned for that, because Djibouti is sort of a province of Ethiopia and a neo-colony of France and the U.S., and half the people are starving, and yet they're building this huge military base there to extend U.S. imperial might into Africa, which is about the only place left that the United States can pretty much, and the Western countries can pretty much do as they please, whether it's dumping radiation and toxic waste or supporting genocidal activities in Ethiopia, or, you know, these pirates. It's sort of a wild, wild west out here, and the U.S. wants to have a base there, and yet this base is turning out to be sort of a fiasco for them. And stay tuned. Maybe if you check out Online Journal, maybe they'll be covering the story when I'm about to write up.
Okay, I'm very curious to read that.
Okay, I'll send it to you as soon as I get it done.
Okay, Mr. Mounsey, thank you very much.
Okay,
and,
thanks,
good luck
and keep in touch. Take care. Best to your listeners.
Bye-bye.